Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last week, we read about Joseph Smith's first vision, 1820. Joseph Smith and his family believed in God. They read the Bible together. Joseph's parents taught their children to be good. There were many churches where Joseph lived. All the people disagreed on which church was right. Joseph didn't know which church to join. He wanted to know which was the true church of Jesus Christ. One day, when Joseph was 14 years old, he read in the Bible that we should ask God when we want to know something. Joseph decided to pray and ask God which church to join. On a beautiful spring day, Joseph went to the woods near his home. He knelt down and prayed out loud. He had faith that Heavenly Father would answer his prayer. Satan did not want Joseph to pray. He tried to stop Joseph and made it dark all around him. Joseph was afraid and could not talk. But Joseph did not stop praying. Satan could not make him stop. Then Joseph had a vision. He saw a beautiful, bright light all around him. He saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ standing above him in the air. Heavenly Father pointed to Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Joseph asked Jesus which church he should join. Jesus told Joseph not to join any of the churches because they were all wrong. None of them was his church. He told Joseph many other things. Then the vision ended. When Joseph went home, his mother asked if he was all right. Joseph said he was. Then he told his mother he had seen a vision. He told her what he learned in his vision. Joseph also told some people in the town about his vision. The people did not believe him. They said he was telling a lie, and they became angry and were mean to him. Joseph always told the truth about his vision. He knew he had seen Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. He knew that none of the churches on earth was true.
Tells of people long ago.
Children at home, please read along with us about the Angel Moroni and the Gold Plates, 1823 to 1827, in Chapter 3 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories.
3 years went by after Joseph's first vision. When he was 17 years old, Joseph wondered what God wanted him to do.
One night, Joseph prayed about this. He had faith that God would tell him what to do.
Joseph saw a bright light in his room. An angel was standing in the light.
The angel's face was very bright. He wore a beautiful white robe.
The angel said his name was Moroni. God had sent him to talk to Joseph. Moroni said God had a work for Joseph to do.
The angel Moroni told Joseph about a book. The book was about people who lived in the Americas long ago.
Jesus Christ had come to these people and taught them his gospel.
Moroni said the book was written on gold pages called plates.
It was written in a language that is unknown to us today. God wanted Joseph to translate the book into English.
The angel Moroni said the gold plates were buried in a hill near Joseph's home.
Moroni said that two stones called the Urim and Thummim were hidden with the plates. The stones would help Joseph translate the book.
While Moroni was talking, Joseph saw a vision that showed him where the plates were buried.
Moroni also told Joseph about Elijah, who was a great prophet who lived long ago. The story of Elijah is in the Old Testament.
Moroni said that Elijah would come and restore special priesthood power to the earth.
This power would make it possible for families to be sealed together in the temple so they could live together forever.
The angel Moroni went away, then came back two more times that night.
He told Joseph many things each time, then left when it was morning.
What was Joseph doing when an angel appeared to him? Savannah?
Praying.
That's right. And the angel told Joseph about a book. What is the book about? Anne?
The people in the Americas during the same time as the Bible.
That's right. James?
Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father.
Great. Anybody else? We can get lots of different answers for this. Savannah?
People who lived in the Americas long ago.
Great. Gabe?
Ancient people.
Ancient people. Good. Daniel?
Things that happened in America while Jesus was alive.
Excellent. And what do we call this book today? Nicole?
The Book of Mormon.
What was the Book of Mormon written on? James?
Gold plates.
That's right. What was the angel's name that told Joseph about the Book of Mormon? Anne?
Moroni.
Who can tell me about who Moroni was when he was living on the earth? Savannah?
A prophet.
He was a prophet. Daniel?
He was the last Nephite living. He was the son of Mormon.
That's right. Moroni was the last of the Nephi prophets. And he wrote some of the Book of Mormon and then buried the gold plates when he finished writing on them. Why do you think Moroni was chosen to visit Joseph Smith? James?
Because he was the one who finished the book.
Good answer. Anne?
He buried the plates.
Excellent. Daniel?
He was the last person to touch the gold plates, and he was the last person to bury them. So he would know where they are.
And where were the golden plates hidden, Savannah?
In the Hill Cumorah.
Why do you think they were hidden? Nicole?
So people wouldn't steal them and sell them for money.
Good. Anne?
So weather wouldn't destroy them.
Good. What did Heavenly Father want Joseph to do with the gold plates? James?
Keep them safe.
Good. Daniel?
He wanted Joseph to translate them.
Okay. And what was buried with the plates?
The Urim and Thummim and the Sword of Laban.
What were the Urim and Thummim for? Anne?
Translating.
Translating. What were the Urim and Thummim for? Savannah?
To help Joseph Smith translate.
Why do you think it's so important that we have the Book of Mormon today? James?
So that we could read and learn about righteous people.
Great answer. Savannah?
To learn about the people of the long ago and how they lived the gospel. They were a lot like us.
Good. Daniel?
So we can learn about what happened in America before Jesus' birth, while Jesus was alive and after Jesus' death.
Wonderful. And Gabe, why do you think it's so important that we have the Book of Mormon today?
Because it teaches us about the gospel.
What great prophet did Moroni tell Joseph about? Gabe?
Elijah.
Good. James?
Elijah.
Good. And what does restore mean? James?
To bring something back when it's been taken away.
Good. Savannah?
To return back to.
To return back to. That's good. Anne?
To bring back.
What would Elijah come to restore to the earth? Nicole?
Priesthood.
Yes, Savannah?
Special priesthood power.
Excellent. How are our families blessed through the priesthood power that Elijah restored to the earth? James?
Families being sealed together.
Great. Good answer. Nicole?
Our families are blessed so we can live together.
You can live together. Wonderful. Daniel?
We can be an eternal family.
How does it make you feel to know that you can be with your family forever? Savannah?
Great.
It makes you feel great. Good. Me too. Anne?
Sensational.
Ooh, very nice. Gabe?
Grateful.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. We have just read about the angel Moroni's visit to Joseph Smith. Now let's continue our story to see what happened the following morning.
Joseph got up and went to work with his father on the farm.
Joseph was too tired to work, so his father sent him home. As he started home, he fell to the ground.
Moroni then appeared again and repeated what he had said during the night.
When Moroni left, Joseph told his father the things Moroni had taught him.
Joseph's father believed him. He knew that God had sent Moroni, and he told Joseph to obey him.
Joseph went to the hill where the gold plates were buried.
He found the plates in a stone box that was underneath a big rock. The Urim and Thummim were also in the box.
While Joseph was at the hill, the angel Moroni came to him.
Moroni would not let Joseph take the gold plates yet.
He told Joseph to come to the hill on the same day each year for 4 years.
Joseph obeyed Moroni and went to the hill Cumorah each year.
There Moroni taught Joseph about the Lord's kingdom on earth.
What happened the morning after Moroni's visits to Joseph? Daniel?
Joseph got really tired, and when he was going home from work, he fell down and Moroni appeared to him again.
Good. Very nice. Nicole?
Joseph went out to the farm to work with his father, but he was too weak to work.
Why was Joseph tired and weak?
Because he stayed up all night.
Because he stayed up all night. Why was Joseph tired and weak, Gabe?
Because Moroni told him a ton about the golden plates, and he stayed up all night.
Why do you think Moroni appeared to Joseph four times, three times during the night and once the next morning, giving him the same message each time? Anne?
So he could remember it.
Good. James?
So he will never forget it.
Excellent. Nicole?
Because it was really important.
I would think so, too. How does it help us to hear or read something important more than once? How does that help us? Gabe?
Because then if you just hear it once, it's easy to forget. But if you hear it three or four times, then you can remember it better.
Good. Then why is it helpful to read the scriptures or scripture stories daily throughout our lives? Anne?
So you could remember it.
Good. Nicole?
Because each time you learn more and more.
Definitely. How did Joseph's father react when Joseph told him about Moroni? Anne?
He believed him.
That's right. And how was Joseph able to find the exact place where the gold plates were buried? Daniel?
The angel of Moroni told him.
That's right. Savannah?
From the Moroni's instructions.
When Joseph went to the hill and uncovered the plates, Moroni appeared to him and wouldn't let him take the plates home yet. Now, why do you think Moroni made Joseph wait to take the plates? Gabe, what do you think?
Because he wasn't ready yet.
Why wasn't he ready yet?
Because he had to learn more about them first.
Great. Daniel, what do you think?
If I were guarding the plates, I would make him wait until he was older and more informed about them.
That's right. Joseph was only 17 when Moroni appeared to him and told him about the plates. He still had a lot to learn before he was ready to translate the plates. So how did the angel Moroni help Joseph prepare for the work he had been called to do? Nicole?
Each year they'd meet where the plates were, I think, and he would tell them more each time.
Good. So how did the angel Moroni help him prepare for the work he had been called to do? Anne?
He taught Joseph more about the plates.
Good answers, everyone. Now let's finish our story.
Joseph Smith's family was poor and needed money.
Joseph wanted to help his family, so he went to the state of Pennsylvania to work. He lived with a man named Mr. Hale.
Mr. Hale had a daughter named Emma. Joseph and Emma loved each other, and after a time they got married.
Then they went back to live with Joseph's family in New York, where Joseph helped his father on the farm.
Several months after Joseph and Emma were married, Joseph went again to the Hill Cumorah.
4 years had passed since Joseph had first seen the gold plates, and this time Moroni let him take them.
Moroni told Joseph to take good care of the plates.
Many people heard about Joseph receiving the gold plates. They tried to steal the plates from him, but he hid them where they could not be found.
God helped Joseph keep the gold plates safe.
People in the area caused a lot of trouble for Joseph. They told lies about him and his family.
The trouble was so bad that Joseph and Emma decided to go back to Pennsylvania, where Joseph hoped he could begin translating the plates in peace.
A man named Martin Harris lived near Joseph. He was kind to Joseph and Emma and gave them money to help them move.
How did Joseph help his family? James?
Moving to Pennsylvania to get a job.
Good. How do you think learning to work hard helped prepare Joseph to serve the Lord? Gabe?
Because he has to work really hard to translate the gold plates.
Good. Okay. Daniel?
Because he would have to work hard to serve the Lord, too.
Good. James?
Not to give up.
Not to give up. Good. Savannah?
Serving the Lord is hard work.
Serving the Lord is hard work sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. What are some ways you work in your family? What are some things you do? James?
Doing chores like emptying the dishwasher, cleaning up the family room, and cleaning up the living room.
Good. So doing chores. Savannah?
Cleaning up the dining room, taking out the garbage, and cleaning up my room.
Wow, sounds like hard work to me. Very good. And Daniel?
I do chores like making my bed, cleaning my room, and brushing my teeth.
Good. Anne?
I babysit my brothers.
Great. How many brothers do you have?
Three.
Oh, my goodness. So that is hard work. That's hard work to do. Gabe?
I have to help my mom with the new baby and with the rest of the five kids.
Excellent. So it sounds like you're all really hard workers around the house. Who did Joseph meet and marry while working for Mr. Hale? Nicole?
Mr. Hale's daughter, Emma.
Good. And how many years passed between the time Joseph first saw the gold plates and when he actually received them? Anne?
Four.
What responsibility did the angel Moroni give Joseph Smith concerning the gold plates? Gabe?
To take good care of them.
Good. Savannah?
To take good care of the plates.
Anne?
To translate the plates into English.
What happened as soon as people found out that Joseph Smith had the gold plates? James?
They tried to steal them.
That's right. Why do you think people wanted to try to get the gold plates away from Joseph? Nicole?
They wanted to sell them for money.
Right. Daniel?
They were wicked people and wanted to translate the golden plates wrong.
Okay. Good. Gabe?
They didn't want Joseph to translate the gold plates so that they could have the Book of Mormon?
Okay, and James?
To make it hard for Joseph.
Why did Joseph and Emma decide to move back to Pennsylvania? James?
Because they had a lot of trouble translating the book.
Okay. Nicole, what do you think?
They moved back to Pennsylvania, so people wouldn't try to steal them and they'd just hide there.
Okay. Savannah, what do you think?
So Joseph could translate in peace.
Today we talked about some of the ways that Joseph prepared to serve the Lord. How are you preparing now for work that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ may want you to do in the future? Daniel?
I got baptized and I'm going to church and we are having family home evening.
Good. So you got baptized, you go to church, and you're having family home evening. Great. Gabe?
Well, everybody that's 8 years old or older in my family has gotten baptized, and they're all members of the church, and me and my brother are going to go on a mission when we grow up.
Great. So you got baptized, and you're preparing for your missions. That's definitely service in the future for you. Excellent. Anne?
The Faith in God program.
And what is the Faith in God program?
It's a program to help to prepare you for graduating primary.
Okay, and your favorite part about that program?
It would probably be the service projects.
The service projects. Great. Savannah?
Go to church, read the scriptures, be baptized, and pray.
Wonderful answers, everyone. Children, I know that Joseph Smith was a true prophet of God, who the Lord prepared to bring forth the Book of Mormon and the restoration of the true church. Like Joseph, we too can prepare ourselves to serve the Lord by learning to listen and obey him. Thank you for being with us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 4, Martin Harris and the Lost Pages, 1827 to 1828. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Martin Harris went to Pennsylvania and helped Joseph translate.
As Joseph translated the words from the gold plates, Martin wrote them on paper.
See you next week!